And now, StoryCorps Vermont. Conversations recorded at the StoryCorps mobile booth at the Echo Center in Burlington during August. John Tedesco and Shoshana Goldstein of Burlington visited StoryCorps the day before their fifth anniversary of their first meeting. They talk about how their relationship and John's cancer have helped them be present with each other and other people.
On our first date, within the first 5 minutes, you told me you had cancer. What were you thinking after you left our first date? You tried to kiss me and I didn't let you.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to make you work for it a little bit.
I know.
But I really liked you.
I really liked you a lot.
But I was nervous also.
I was first nervous that it was raining so hard and you said you didn't like to drive in the dark and in the rain and it was raining really hard. So that's why I sent you the text checking in on you that you got home safely.
I liked that so much. Well, I had been dating men that did not behave in the best ways. And I thought about myself only and got mad and slammed my hand on the table and said, why can't I just date a normal guy? And then I found myself and thought about you. You were my last ditch effort. I was going to stop dating after we went on our date. I said, all right, I'll go on a date with this guy, and then I'm not dating anymore for a long time. I was in trouble because I really liked you, but you had the kindest eyes, and I had never felt like that about anybody I had just met, and I knew, if anything, that I wanted to be your friend. Hmm.
That's not how I remember it.
Oh, how do you remember it?
I remember you saying to me, okay, you've got cancer, you're not divorced yet, and we're out here on a date. What is it that you are looking for?
I want the kind of love that's going to make me be the best person, and my love's going to make that person be their best person, and we're going to take our love out into the world and make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. On our second date, I made dinner.
And we went for a long bike ride, and then I needed to shower. And I was in a strange man's house showering on the second date, and I just didn't know what I was doing. I kept saying, what am I doing? I knew that I was in hot water because I really liked you. I remember you wouldn't kiss me all night, and I finally had to kiss you.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to your question about me telling you I had cancer on the first 5 minutes of our relationship, I didn't realize it at the time, but it was probably somewhat of a test. Like, can you handle this? I mean, I didn't mean it in that way. But being able to trust in another person that when you're so vulnerable, so weak, it's just given me such hope that you're there.
How has cancer affected your ability to love?
It's really opened up and changed my ability to love in ways that I couldn't even, I mean, how do you begin to talk about that? Like, okay, I can either love or hate. And the more powerful of the two prevailed.
I'm really honored that I'm the recipient of so much of that love, honey. So it's been over a year since they told you there was no detectable malignancy. And how does that feel now?
Different. I mean, because I had it for 6 years, and it's so much sweeter. It feels a great gift. It feels like people value the experience that we've been through. And so I know that you and I have both become magnets of folks who are going through difficult situations, you know, that we've actually made it through.
In our first year of marriage.
On our first date.
Your light shines on everybody you meet, and you're one of the most kind, gentle, beautiful people I know, and I'm so honored to be your wife.
Oh, honey, I don't even know what to say.
That was John Tedesco and Shoshana Goldstein of Burlington, who celebrate their second wedding anniversary next month. Their conversation was recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by VPR.